Come on, now it's time to change your energy. We are divine beings. That's who we are. We are gods in the flesh. We are the creators of destiny. To be greater than your body, to be greater than your environment, and to be greater than time means you are the master of your body, the master of your life, and the master of time. Pulling the mind out of the body, changing your energy, ascending your energy back to the brain. Contract your intrinsic muscles, your perineum, your lower abdomen, your upper abdomen. And as you contract those intrinsic muscles, I want you to inhale through your nose in one slow, steady breath and pull that energy from your perineum, your lower abdomen, your upper abdomen, through your chest, through your throat, through your head, all the way to the top, and hold it at the top and let your energy move to your awareness and hold it there for a second. Hold it. And as you exhale now, relax. Moving from survival to creation. Freeing the body from the past. Contract those intrinsic muscles and in one slow, steady breath, pull that energy from your body all the way to your brain, like drawing fluid up a straw, and hold it all the way at the top, the very top of your head. Hold it there. Hold. And let your energy follow your awareness. Hold it. And as you exhale, now relax. Using your body as an instrument of consciousness. Inhale and contract those intrinsic muscles. And as you inhale, pull that energy from your perineum, through your lower abdomen, through your upper abdomen, through your chest, through your neck and throat, through your brain, all the way to the top of your head, like drawing fluid up a straw, and hold it at the top of your head with the intention of pulling the mind out of the body, going from particle to wave. Hold it. And as you exhale, now relax. Again, here we go. Contract your intrinsic muscles and in one slow, steady breath, inhale. And draw that energy from your body all the way to your brain. And hold it at the top of your head. Hold it. And as you exhale, now relax. Again. Again, now, here we go. Contract your perineum, your lower abdomen, your upper abdomen, and as you do that, inhale through your nose. Draw that energy from your body all the way to the top of your head and hold it at the top of your head. Hold. And as you exhale now, relax. Let's do it again. Come on, feel. Use your body as an instrument of consciousness to ascend your energy. From your body into your brain and into the field. Changing those limited emotions that are stored in the body like an alchemist into gold. Transmuting that energy to an elevated state requires your intention. Contract those intrinsic muscles now. Pull your perineum up and in, lower abdomen. As you pull those muscles up and in, inhale through your nose, keep pulling up through your chest. Inhale, keep inhaling through your throat and neck, through your brain to the top of your head, and hold it there. Come on, hold it, hold it. As you exhale now, relax. Come on, take the journey from body to brain. Inhale again, pulling that energy all the way to your brain, pulling the mind out of the body and changing your energy from particle to wave. All the way to the top of your head and hold it at the top of your head. Hold it. And as you exhale now, relax. Come on, there's a little bit more now. Contract those intrinsic muscles, squeeze them up and in, and as you inhale, let your breath be your intention to change your energy and pull that energy from your body all the way into your brain to the top of your head. And as you rest your awareness on the top of your head, let your energy move to your awareness and hold it there. Just hold it. Hold it. And as you exhale now, relax. Come on, free your body from those emotions of the past and contract those intrinsic muscles again and inhale through your nose like drawing fluid up a straw. Pull that energy all the way into your brain and hold it at the top of your head with the intention of pulling the mind out of the body, freeing it from the chains of the past, and hold it there. Hold it. Exhale, now relax. Just relax. Come on, take the journey with me. Inhale, contract those intrinsic muscles. And draw that energy through your spine all the way to the top of your head. And as you inhale, pull those muscles up and in, and pull that energy from your body into your brain, and hold it at the top of your head, disturbing that energy from particle to wave, and hold it at the top of your head. Hold it. And as you exhale, relax. 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 Now, can you become aware of the space between your eyes in space? And can you sense the volume of space between your eyes in space? Become aware of the space that your nostrils occupy in space. And can you sense the volume of space that your nostrils occupy in space? Can you become conscious of the space? Between your tongue and the back of your throat in space? And can you sense the volume of space that your throat occupies in space? And now, can you become aware of the space behind your forehead in space? And can you sense the volume of space behind your forehead in space? And now, can you become aware of the space between your ears in space? And can you sense the energy of space between your ears in space? And now, can you sense the energy of space beyond your ears in space? And can you feel the volume of space around your ears in space. And can you notice the space under your chin in space? And can you sense the energy of space beyond your throat in space? And can you notice now the energy of space beyond your chest in space? And can you feel the energy of space around your chest? In space. And now, can you become aware of the space around your shoulders in space? Can you feel the energy of space around your shoulders in space? And now, can you become aware of the space beyond your back in space? Thank you. And can you sense the energy of space? Around your spine, in space, and can you notice the volume of space between your thighs in space? And can you become aware the energy of space between your thighs in space? And can you feel the space around your knees in space? And can you sense the energy of space beyond your knees in space? And now, can you become aware of the space beyond your feet in space? And can you feel the energy of space around your feet in space? And can you sense the space between your body and the walls of the room in space. And can you sense the volume of space that the entire room is in? In space. Now, for a moment, can you become no body, no thing, no one, nowhere, no time? Can you invest your energy into the unknown? The longer you linger as an awareness in possibility, the more you draw a new life to you. And if you find your mind returning to the familiar, to the known, the past or the future, to your body, to things or people, places you have to go in your life, simply become aware that you're observing the known and unfold your awareness back into the blackness of possibility. Stay present. Now, what was that first belief and perception you wanted to change about yourself in your life? And do you want to continue believing and perceiving in this way? If not, I want you to make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of this decision carries a level of energy that's greater than the hardwired programs in your brain and the emotional addictions in your body, and allow your body to respond to a new mind and make the choice become an experience that you never forget. State of being now. What do you want to believe and perceive about yourself and your life, and how would it feel? Decision about what you do want to believe and perceive. Carry a level of energy with an amplitude of intensity that causes your body to respond to a new mind and move into that state of being. How would you live from this state of being? What choices would you make? What behaviors would you demonstrate? What experiences lie in your future? Now surrender the state of being to a greater mind and allow it to resolve it in a way that's right for you. Let go and understand. unfold into the unknown again as pure consciousness, being aware that you're aware in the void of possibility. Now, what was that second belief and perception you wanted to change about yourself and your life? And do you want to continue believing and perceiving in this way? If not, it's time to make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that choice carries an energy that's greater than the hardwired program in your brain and the emotional conditioning in your body. And when you make that choice, allow your body to respond to a new mind. Come out of your resting state and allow the choice that you make be an experience that you never forget. Now, what do you want to believe and perceive about yourself and your life? And how would that feel? Can you teach your body emotionally what it would feel like to believe and perceive in this way? Come on, move into a new state of being. And make a choice that rewrites the program so that your body and brain never forget that this choice is final. And let the choice be an experience that you never forget. Thank you. Then how would you live if you believed in this way? What choices would you make? What behaviors would you demonstrate? What experiences lie in your future, and how would it feel? Now surrender your creation into the field of possibilities and allow it to organize it in a way that's right for you, planting a seed in possibility and unfold again as pure awareness to the blackness of all potential. Now I want you to take your left hand and place it over your heart. And I want you to bless your body with a new mind. To bless your life that it's a reflection of that mind. To bless your past, let it no longer be your future. To bless the challenges in your life, that they turn to wisdom. To bless your soul, that it wake you up from the dream. To bless the divine in you, that it move in you, that it move through you, Let it move all around you, and let it show cause in your life. And now if the thought sends the signal out, and the feeling draws the event back, I want you to move into a state of gratitude. Open your heart and give thanks for a future life. For the longer you linger in gratitude, the more you draw new life to you. For gratitude means the event has already happened. It is the ultimate state of receivership. Come on, feel to be in love with life. To have your needs met. To expect the unexpected. To look forward to an adventure. And now bring your awareness back to a new body, to a new environment, and to a whole new time. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes as a new being.